Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, good morning. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And, you know, we're giving you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. So I'm so honored to be able to host this show for you. Well, listen, a great big thank you to our marketing promotions partner, 106 Live Radio. If you haven't had the opportunity to log in and tune in to 106 Live Radio, you are missing out on a lot of treats. So take the opportunity and log in to www.106liveradio.com so you can stay connected and plugged in. And don't forget to download the 106 Live Radio app from the Google Play Store. All right, guys, so you know what? You know we like to come together and we like to have a great conversation each week. And we're talking about some of the most valuable things in business and sometimes the things that you kind of really don't hear about when you're going through school. So today, let's do one-on-one with yours truly, your Chief Visionary, and let's talk stepping up your marketing and really reaching into that public relations space. So as you guys know, I'm a branding strategist and a public relations specialist, and one of the areas I specialize in is in healthcare. So being able to really bring that around full circle, but I've done a lot of work in different business arenas as well, worked in different industries with the restaurant industry, service professional industry. I've done a lot of work there in the food and beverage industry. It's been really fun. I've had a lot of fun, but, you know, of course, my sweet spot is healthcare. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about when you're a business, when you are a business, whether you're a home-based business or a brick-and-mortar, there's certain principles that are going to come into play whenever you're running a business. So one of the things I'll share with you, you know, home-based businesses are booming, you know, and the reason why it's booming is because back when the recession came into effect, there were a lot of brick and mortars, right? And then when the recession hit, people had to close their brick and mortars, but they were able to still pull out pieces of their business and maintain it from a home-based, you know, feel. And so in about 2004, there was about 19.5 million home-based businesses here in the U.S. By 2010, it blew up to 38 million home-based businesses, registered home-based businesses here in the U.S. And I got to tell you, that speaks volumes because entrepreneurship is real. And as I always like to say, you know, a lot of times people don't pay attention, but the lifeline, the real kick behind the economy here in the U.S. is home-based businesses. Those are those smaller businesses because they're still being able to function at high ends without having those high overheads, all right? So today I want to talk to you a little bit about how to really step up your marketing and your public relations positioning, especially as a home-based business. Now, whatever I'm going to talk about today is going to apply to any business, but, you know, just know that, you know, a great area for me is talking to those people that have home-based companies, because some people tend to think that because you are a home-based business, you don't have the how would I say, maybe like the sophistication or the professionalism or the ability as a brick and mortar. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. If you have the ability to run a successful business, you can run that business anywhere. You can run from the top of an igloo if you wanted to, right? The way that the world has turned now, you just have to make sure that you have products, you have services, and you have some kind of a system. Everything else will then start to fall into place. And so the first thing I want to make sure you guys understand is whenever you have a business and you really want to step up your marketing, you want to really boost your public relations, you know, and I always talk about this. I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, but I have to say it. You have to have some kind of a plan. You have to have a strategy. Not having a plan means you're not going anywhere because you're not focusing on anything. You're not drilling down to anything. You're not preparing or planning for anything. So you really have to have a plan. And a lot of people think they have to have, again, this big, fancy, sophisticated, pretty little plan. No, you need to get a piece of paper, you need to get a piece of paper and a pen out and start jotting down and writing down the strategy. What is the plan? And the basics is, What is it that you want to accomplish or need to accomplish? What's the whole goal? And then how are you going to get there? What are the steps to get there? One of the things that we do with our clients and we've done in our training programs is we do sequence mapping. You know, we do project sequence mapping and mind mapping. What am I thinking? What do I need to accomplish? How am I going to get there? And a lot of times, you know, one of the things I specialize in is uncomplicating the most complicated. So let's take this process and let's make it the most simplistic way of getting it done. So we just get to the goal with the shortest amount of steps with the most impactful moves. Okay, so you want to make sure you're doing high quality impact so that you can get high end results, but you're not having to do 50 different steps just to make one thing happen. All right, so have a plan, write it down. Don't think that jotting it down is not important. It's very important. Sit down, even if you get, you know, a pen and start, just jot it down. If you have your tablet or your phone, open up the notes section and get those ideas out of your head. I have been sitting in a car in dead stop traffic before, and my brain has been churning. I'm like, oh my gosh, that needs to be done. Well, you know, of course, I don't have my laptop or all that stuff to take out. I'm in the car. You take out the phone while you're sitting in dead stop traffic, and you start writing that stuff down, or you can voice record it. You know, those things are really important. So enter your brain and write out the plan. That's step number one. And I always say that whatever you're going to do, have a plan, have a strategy, get it done. All right, the next thing you got to do is you really want to understand, and here's the piece of the puzzle. Until people really get this, it's always going to be that challenge. Here's the thing you need to understand. Marketing is the psychological part of a business. Marketing is the psychological part of a business. You have to tap into the psychological arena of the consumers for your marketing to take effect. That's why you have a marketing mix. And, you know, we hear about this, those that went to business school, you hear about this marketing mix and things like that. Now, sometimes people don't apply it, but you do have a marketing mix. And I tell you that, you know, you have a product that you need to sell at a certain price to a certain people, and you want to promote it in a certain place. So you got a product, you got a price, you have people, you need to promote it in a place. All right, so think about those things, and it's very basic, it's very quick, it's very instant. What product or service do you have? What's the price for it? And I'm going to tell you why this is important. You want to know what the price for it is, because that's going to dictate who are the people, which people are you going to market and position your product or service to. And I've said this before, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to sell a $5,000 product, you can't sell it to people that can only afford $50. You're never going to see a dollar. All right, so you want to make sure you really clearly outline what your stuff is, what your product or service is, what's the price structure for it, and then that's going to define the people, and you're going to know how am I going to promote it. In which place am I going to promote it in? And sometimes you might need some help. That's why a lot of companies hire people and consulting firms like myself, because they need help putting this stuff together. You know, a doctor didn't go to school to be a marketing specialist, right? A doctor didn't go to school to be a business specialist. He went to be a doctor. You know, just the same as when someone opened a restaurant, they didn't open a restaurant to become marketing specialists. They opened it to be a restaurateur. So that's why you have people that specialize in different arenas. You go and get someone who specializes in it, but you give them a framework. Here's what I'm envisioning. Here's what I want to see, and they help you to make it happen. And the wheels have to keep turning. You have customers, you get revenue, you yield profits. You have customers, you get revenue, you yield profits. Customers, revenue, profit. Just have it turning and keep everything going, all right? All right, so let's talk about when we're venturing into really stepping up your marketing and really getting in. So we talked about how you're going to get through your P's of your marketing mix, you know, how you're going to get through that and be very clear with that. Another thing you want to do is in your messaging and in your communications and things like that, you want to make sure that you are being very clear in your communication. You want to know every time you sit down with your team, every time you sit down with yourself and you think, how can I do what I'm doing but do it better? How can I reach my customers better? Here's these things that you need to ask yourself. Whatever I'm doing, am I positioning myself as an industry expert? Whatever I'm doing, am I gaining the proper recognition? Whatever I'm doing, am I delivering quality information? And whatever I'm doing, am I stimulating involvement? Am I inviting people to come in and come and interact with my company and interact with me? Very important. Very important. So you want to think about these things. Ask yourself these questions when you're thinking, I'm trying to move this company forward. If every year, every company is working on stepping up their marketing, stepping up their customer acquisition, improving their overall position and infrastructure. Every company, if you're not asking yourself every day, every year, minimally, okay, what we did last year, here's what we accomplished, great, check. What we didn't do too well, how are we going to do what we do but do it even better? What are the things we need to start taking off the table, putting on the table? How do we market better? Did the marketing strategy we used last year, did it do what it needed to do? And if it didn't, how do we do it better? You know, so those are the things. Do you want to know, are we doing what we need to do to get more customers, which is going to create more profits, which is going to create more, create more revenue and then create more profits? So you want to ask yourself these questions and keep going down the hill. One of the things that we all want to pay very close attention to is that it is your responsibility as a company, as a business, to provide solutions to your customers. That's what we exist for. You know, yes, we exist to, you know, we have these great products or services, bells and whistles, but at the end of the day, it is our responsibility as own a business to provide solutions to our customers. That is what we do. And we want to make sure that we're not making it very complicated for customers to get those solutions. You have to look, and when you go out and you reach out to your customers, don't be afraid to ask them for feedback. You want to talk about stepping up your marketing and stepping up your public relations position? You got to learn to ask. Ask your customer, what do they think? And these are some things you want to ask them, because this is going to be tapping into your value proposition, all right? This is going to really talk about value. And remember, value is based on what your customers think, not what you think, okay? How much time did it take you to access our products or services? That is something that you should be asking your customers. How much time did it take you to access our services or our products? When you went to the website, did you find what you needed right away? Did you understand it? How much time did it take you to get it? Here's another question we got to ask when you're stepping up your marketing and stepping up your public relations positioning. Did you perceive any risks in accessing our products and services? Question that is very seldom asked. Ask your customer, whether you do it in a survey, however you ask them, you want to understand, did they perceive any risks in accessing your products and services? And you want to know what those risks were. Now, let's say, for example, a lot of your transactions are done online, okay? What risk did they see? Did it look shady to them? You know, what was the process kind of like, gosh, this doesn't even look like a safe transaction? Are they going to, is my credit card going to be stolen? You know, things like that. Am I going to lose my identity? You want to ask them, what risk did they receive? And if it's a product that's being shipped, did you communicate to your customer in that transaction somewhere, your product will be shipped safely, arrived on this day, you're going to get what you pay for? So you want to ask your customer, did you perceive any risks in accessing our products and services, and what were they? What were they afraid of? Because until we can manage the risk perception, that's where we have the hang up in receiving the customer fully. Because if there's a fear of, I don't know if I'm going to get what I pay for, I don't know if I'm going to lose too much in order to get this product or service, then that's where you got to get past that barrier, okay? How much change needed to be implemented for them to get it? So what did they have to change? And I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, you are presenting a product to somebody that they have to use. How much of their lifestyle do they have to change in order to use this product? And see, that's a key question that we have to look at. Whenever you're building products or services and systems, you want to look and say, how much change am I asking my customer to put in place? And, you know, when we do our consulting, that's one of the things we have to look at. Are we going to disrupt the way that the company already flows? Because if we're going to disrupt it, it better be a good disruption, okay? It better be for a good reason, because we're helping them to make a change in the positive direction. So how much disruption and change are we creating in order for them to access our service. We want to know that we flow into our customers. We don't want to go in and create a whole bunch and wreak havoc. You know what I mean? So even as a consultant, and when you go in and you're doing a lot of services, you got to make sure that you're flowing in, that they're not losing so much, because the loss already is the loss of money because they're paying for your product or service. And it is our job to show them, yes, you're paying for it, but here's what you're gaining in the process of. People don't like to lose. They like to gain. What are you going to gain by accessing our product or service, all right? And then the commitment. If you remember, a lot of times years ago, a lot of contracts or, you know, service agreements were mandatorily 12-month contracts. And, you know, remember, think about the gym, you know. You went to the gym and you got locked into a 2-year contract, and you're thinking, good God, am I gonna make it 2 years, you know? And if you look at the trend of how things are, you see what happened, that gyms stopped mandating this 2-year contract. Now you're going month to month. How much commitment does your customer have to invest in order to access your product or service? We're talking about stepping up your marketing, stepping up your public relations positioning. This is your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And I just want to make sure we are clearing out the air, because 2016 is coming, okay? 2016 is right around the corner, and it's on the way, and we need to get ready. We as companies, whether you are home-based, whether you are brick-and-mortar, whether you are a large company, regardless of your industry, we all are in this place where you have to get ready for next year, because every year has to be a better year, right? Otherwise, you're in complacency and stagnation. Not good. So those are some things you want to look at, and those are questions you want to ask your customers, and this would be a great time to ask them that, about the time, the risk, the change, and the commitment that they had to invest or lose in order to access your product or services. If those things have become like a sticking point for them, those things you need to sit down and change. That's where you need to start changing those things, okay? All right, so as we're going forward and we're really improving our position here in business and moving forward, you want to kind of look at and say, okay, after I've outlined my goals for my marketing and I've asked my customers what they like and what they don't like, I have my plan and all these other good things, right? You got to get in front of the media. You got to get in front of the media. And getting in front of the media is not necessarily a difficult challenge or a difficult, task, but you have to be very specific and very clear in what you're doing. You want to say, for instance, the first thing you want to do when you want to get in front of the media is you want to have newsworthy pieces of information. And here's what I'll say. It doesn't require you to have big news. You just need to have some kind of a news talking about the things that you're doing. And you always want to work your way to tie it back into what's happening in the community. So think about the things that your company's doing, whether it's the changes, the advancements, maybe if you got a new customer or something like that, what was the goal behind it? One of the things that, you know, visionary people is doing is we have decided that when we released our app, you know, we talked about it for a couple of years, but the beginning of this year, we released our very first app. And one of the things when we sat down, we was like, okay, one, why are we releasing an app? And then two, what's going to be on the app? What kind of information are we going to have on the app? When we thought about that and we started tying it in to what was happening at the time, you know, we were able to release a press release, a news release, right, to talk about what we just did. And so, therefore, that attracted attention because now we are, you know, in the big scheme of things, you're a small company. You know what I mean? When you look at it in the big scheme, in a big ocean with, you know, you have Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies floating around. When the big scheme of things, visionary people, we're not huge because we're a small company, but we're doing really big things. And so, therefore, when you put that type of information out there, guess what happens? Media pays attention because they're like, who are these guys? What are they doing? When we decided to roll out our programs, our training programs, and we tied it back into employee retention and employee engagement, that requires attention because we are tying it back into what's happening in the current world, what's important in our industry. And that's important So when you think about these things and you want to get in front of the media, don't think about, I'm just going to let them know how awesome we are. The media doesn't care about how awesome you are. They care about what are you doing that's making the impact on a, you know, on the community basis, the change or what you implemented in your company, how is it impacting the community. A lot of things like Visionary People is somewhat a green company. We don't, you know, we try to minimize the amount of paper that we're doing, a lot of paper. So we do a lot, we use a lot of software and tools to seamlessly, you know, function and also to communicate and interact with our clients. And when we adopt new systems and tools and processes, and we try to stay as green as possible, but we have to try to stay as streamlined and as efficient as possible. So those are things we think about, and then we reach back in and we say we're staying, you know, we're staying as green as we can. Now we're not 100% green, but we're green enough that we can talk about it. So those are things you want to think about when you stand before and you want to go in front of the media. What are the things that you're doing that's making a complete difference in the community or in your industry? So you want to get, you make sure you are positioning yourself right, make sure you're planning right, because then you'll be able to prospect right. And one of the ways that you can prospect is through the media. A lot of people don't know that. You can put your information in front of the media, and the media will then put it out to the masses for you. And that is a form of prospecting, really. People don't look at it like that, but it is. Because you're hoping that the media I connected with is going to put this out to the right market and the right people will see it. That's a different form of prospecting, but it is a form of prospecting, especially if you align yourself with specific media. That's important. So you don't necessarily have to be on the big national global channels, you know, and that's the thing. Small companies are always like, I want to go with the big boys. You know what? No, you need to kind of scale down a little bit and get on your level where your customers are. If you're not providing global service, why do you need to be on CNN? Really, I mean, think about it. If you don't provide, if you're a, and let me be specific. So say, for instance, you're a brick-and-mortar company and you provide business in your state, maybe neighboring state, somebody might shoot across or something like that. Why do you need to go about being on CNN? No, get on the local channel, get on the local media outlets, you know, TV, radio, print, get on the local level so that the people locally can see you, and then you can actually attract more customers that way. And that is the hiccup where people are like, I want to be on TV. You just gotta know what TV channel you're on because your customers may not be watching it, you know. And so be specific and be clear on what you're doing, and that goes back to the plan. So getting in front of the media, releasing the news, about what's happening in your company and the things that you're doing, the advancements, the changes, the shifts, those are the things you want to do. And don't necessarily overly focus on how awesome your company is. Focus on the awesome things that you're doing to make an impact in the industry or the community. That will make a big, big difference, all right? Your Chief Visionary here, Natasha Davis, talking about how to improve your public relations positioning, and also how to really step up your marketing and put a little bit more kick and pizzazz behind it, especially as we're getting ready to roll into 2016. My goodness, I can't believe time is flying already. Wow. All right, so we talked about marketing. We talked about the marketing mix. We talked about, you know, the public relations aspect and those things. Here's an area that I want to touch base on a little bit when we're talking about really stepping it up in your public relations. Now, before, we've talked about in previous shows your branding, how you look, how you come off, all those really great things, right? When we're talking about your public relations, it's really understanding how do you look publicly and how do you relate to the public. I mean, just let's bring it down, okay? How do you look publicly and how do you relate to the public? Now, if you're on social media, you want to think of like Twitter is like, this is like your friendly coffee house, you know, you talk to people often, you can't just talk to them once a week, you have your hashtags and short messages and things of all that nature. So think of Twitter, you know, as your friendly coffee shop. You think of LinkedIn as your boardroom, where you have a little bit more high-level conversations. You know, don't try to carry over the conversation from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr into LinkedIn. It's stay professional on LinkedIn. This is more your boardroom. They're loosening up a little bit, but this is where you would drop your vitae, your, you know, information about your company. This is where you would even drop press releases. Keep it professional and don't get too pitchy on LinkedIn. This is like your boardroom, okay? Your Facebook is where you can really get your creativity and, you know, you really got to be reachable and approachable. And this is like a huge billboard on a highway. So think of Facebook as a huge billboard where you're having this creative piece going on. You can talk about your timeline and, you know, here's where you're from and here's where you're going. You got calendars on Facebook and all that good stuff. You can share really great tips and share great links and have dialogue. So think about it like that. Your blogger, like a blog or something like that, you want to go content all the way. Content, content, content. This is like your food pantry where you have this assortment of stuff and you look in and you say, what do I feel like today? Soup or tuna? Crackers, you know, or popcorn? You know, you got to have this variety and think of it as a food pantry. And that's what I like to, you know, kind of use it as a comparison. So when you think about these areas, and, you know, of course, you got the Instagram. Instagram is like a photo album. You know, you want to think of it like that. So think of it like your photo album. So be really aware of what you're doing. And a lot of people will say differently, but I'm going to tell you over here, the chief visionary does not believe in putting the same exact conversation word for word across your entire social media spectrum. You're going to have to learn how to customize and know what you're talking about on each one, because here's the principle. If you are saying the same thing on Facebook that you're saying on Twitter, that you're saying on Instagram, that you're saying on everything else, why in the world would I need to join all of your social networks? If I just go to one, you're saying the same exact thing at the same exact time. Think about it like that. A lot of people do other, you know, principles. That's fine. Visionary people, we don't believe in that. We don't teach that. We don't encourage our clients to do that. You find your conversation and your voice in the social network, and then the conversation is devised that way because you don't. Everybody's not on the same platform, and they don't want to hear the same exact thing across the entire spectrum. That's why they're on different platforms. What you may hear about on one is different from what you may hear about on another. You might even change the wording a little bit, all right? So there you have it. I like to give you a lot of meat and potatoes on this show. I hope you got a lot of meat and potatoes on the show today, and you will take the information and apply it. Don't forget that Visionary People has their app. It's waiting for you. It's in the Google Play Store, so go ahead and download it and enjoy it. Tell somebody else about it. Visit us online at visionarypeoplearise.com so you can learn a little bit more about what we have going on. And stay connected because a lot of great things are coming down the pike. We're getting ready to do our second book release with our second book. It's going to be great, and I'd love you guys to be there. All right, so it's your chief visionary reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. And remember, take the information that you've been given and then apply it, because if you don't apply it, then it is of absolutely no value. And as you're going about and getting ready to plan for the next year, keep the things that did work, get rid of the things that didn't, and don't forget that if you plant something and you keep rooting up the plant, it will never really grow. All right, so just remember that. Let some things that are working stay and just keep feeding it. Don't overdo it. Don't try to add too many things to your table. You know, narrow down, streamline, get really focused and clear, because I can tell you what, clarity connects you to your real goal, all right? Clarity connects you to your real goal, and it helps you to accomplish the things you need to accomplish. All right, I'll see you at the next show. I'll chat with you at the next show. Stay connected, and much prosperity to you.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?